Blog Talk Radio.
Whatever situation you may be in, you can cast all your cares on the Lord, for He cares for you. You can take it to the King.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's sold in Jesus. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to find, no tears to cry, even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Stop playing these games. We need upon your glory and to sing to you this song. Take me to the King. Hallelujah. I want to see him just to behold his face. Hallelujah. Him say, well done. Hallelujah. Just to behold his face. I want to see the King. God bless you.
Gotta get better. Well, good evening to each and every one of you. The first song that you heard was Take It Me to the King by Tamla Mann. And the second song you heard was Better by Hezekiah Walker. And I just want to say good evening to God's people. I'm Prophet Shirley Cain of When to Walk to Jesus Ministry, the ministry that helps the lost and the hopeless to find their way to Jesus. And I hope that your day was blessed. And I thank God for this day, and I thank God for each of you that's on the phone line in the chat room. However you are listening through the airways, I thank God for each of you. I thank you that you're joining in with me tonight and supporting what I am doing for the Lord. And I just want to encourage you that we must always stay connected and seek God at all times. And I cannot stress it enough. We need to pray without ceasing, arming ourselves with the word of God, because the way of this world, that's the only thing that's going to keep us standing. And we have to ask him to cover us each and every day to protect us, because we never know what plots and plans that the enemy is conjuring up. But we got to denounce everything that the enemy has planned, and we got to ask God to go before us so that he can intercept anything that the enemy has planned. And I want you all to believe in yourself and know who you are. Know that there is something on the inside of you. Let me say that again. That there is something on the inside of you that is greater than any obstacle. You can, you will, and you are victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to play one more song, and this one is going to be by Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It. And then we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to get into the word.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I'm stronger, I'm wiser.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better when I look back over what he brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to, but I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you.
Thank you, Marvin Sapp, for that song. Never would have made it. How many of you can testify to, if it wasn't for Jesus on your side, where would you be? How you could have got through it? And what would have been the outcome? And I just thank God for Jesus because I know what he has done for me. And if you're not ashamed to tell the story of what he's done for you, when you look back on your life and you know that things that happen, it ain't just happen. It happened for a reason. And a lot of times, Jesus was the reason. So I thank God that I made it. I thank God that he continued to do the work in me so that I can be able to get through so much in life because there's so much going on. And, you know, anybody that say they don't have anything going on in their life, no troubles, no problems, then I question, do they really know or are they in denial? But anyway, we're not here to talk about that tonight. We're going to get into this word. But before I get into the word, I just want to have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before you this day. We come with humble hearts. We open our hearts, our minds, and our spirit to you, Lord, that you will deposit your word deep in our spirits. And Father, I ask that you decrease me and increase you, that your will be done in somebody's lives, that your word will be deposited so deep in our spirit that we will continue to thrive to do just as you said. Lord, that every gift in us will be stirred up so that we can be used by you. Father, and I ask God that you set the atmosphere in this word, that your word will go forth without restraint. We counsel all the enemies of Satan. We counsel all the plans. We counsel all the plots. We nullify that he cannot disrupt or interrupt the move of the Holy Word. Lord, I thank you that your word is about to go forth. And I thank you, God, that this word will reach the intended person that need to hear this word on tonight. Clear the airways, Lord, and let he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. And we will be so careful to give you all the praise and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God. Our scripture reading is going to come from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verse, and it's coming from the New King James Version. But it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our bodies. For we live, are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So being the death is working in us, but life in you. Thank you, God, for the reading of that word. And what I want to talk about tonight, only Jesus can fix your brokenness. Only Jesus can fix your brokenness. You can't do it yourself, and nobody else can do it for you, but only Jesus. Once you have a made up mind and you choose to let him do it, he can fix your brokenness. And see, oftentimes we meet people that are coming to our life, and they will look like they are all right. They talk good. They say all the right things to make you think they are loving, that they are compassionate, and they look like someone that has your best interest at heart. So you being fully convinced, you open yourself up to them. And look like, boom, they switch on you. We all encounter trials of one kind or another. We all have a period or a season that we go through hard times in our life. Or we may meet the wrong people. Whether we ask for it or not, the Bible says in John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And see, it's not easy for myself or others, no matter how you try to set your day with an upbeat spirit, you be smiling and you be positive and you having a future-focused attitude and you make yourself believe that I can show the world that I can pour through all my troubles and my trials. I'm sold out for Jesus, and I'm on top of my game. Don't torture yourself. time, waste your time thinking. You can do it in your own strength. You are being set up by the enemy because he wants you to isolate yourself. He wants to trap you. He wants to distract you. The devil wants you to be helpless, and he wants you to be defeated by him. And at that moment, you have got to find the strength to call on Jesus. You still got to pray, even when it feels or look like it's not being answered. You still got to trust in the Lord, no matter what it looks like. You still got to wait on the Lord, even when it knocks you down. You can't stay down. You got to rise up again. You may get knocked down again, but the key is you don't stay down or get knocked out. You rise against your circumstances through Jesus Christ, who you can do all things through. And the ways of the Lord are sometimes very strange, but he still does all things well, and we must trust in him completely and fully. We should love him with all our heart, soul, body, and heart, and mind. We should not let nothing separate us from his love. Whether you know it or not, we are just a clay pot. We are fragile, and we are easily broken. And as I think about the fragility of life, we see others go through much more trials than we can encounter in a lifetime. But yet some of them still stand, and even they themselves can't explain it. And all they can say is, but God. I want you to understand the way we respond to the trials of life. It reveals a great deal about the strength of our Christian faith. If we deny our troubles, or if we give in to anger, or bitterness, or blame others for our problems, we're going to miss what God intended to teach us through the things that we are going through, and that happens to us. It is to our advantage to be able to say, I believe God has allowed this difficulty for my good and his glory. In verse 8 and 9 of this chapter that I read to you, Paul makes four statements that describe how Christians respond to the trials of life. And I'm going to go through those verses again, but before I go on, I don't want anyone to get the notion that I want you to pity yourself or see yourself as someone as a weak and vulnerable, because even myself have weak moments. And this sometimes is to build you up so that you can tap into the greatness in you, so you can deal with the opposition of this world. And these three statements that I'm going to describe, it describes the true condition of believers in the world. They are all true, even though our experience of practicing what we preach, it does not always work in that way. We are always pressured in one way or another. We have days that we are burdened deeper than we would like to be in the pressures of life. We are not always perplexed, but it happens more than we think. We will always face some kind of opposition, and sometimes it can be overwhelming. Maybe not every day we are struck down by the circumstances of life, but it does happen to all of us eventually. No one is exempt from the evilness in this universe. And the three things are, the first thing, pressure will defeat us. Verse 8 says, we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. The word press was sometimes used for walking through a crowd where people surround you and literally press against you. Or we may think of grapes in a wine press. The pressures of life may squeeze us, but we are not utterly crushed. We must not get so deep in our situation that it discourages to the point we give up hope. Verse 8 also says we are perplexed, but not in despair. Sometimes we just don't know which way to go. Life has a way of throwing us a curveball now and then. The second thing thing is trusting God through prayer. Sometimes we face circumstances that are not favorable to us. And sometimes it's confusing that we honestly don't know what we need or what we want or what would be best. Paul himself said it best. He said sometimes we don't know how to pray. There are moments when the pressure is so great and we are so tired and worn out. Life has become so confusing that we honestly don't know what to say to the Lord. But I can tell you in those moments, just hum your way through it. Or just do like I do. I just say, Jesus, Jesus. Fatigue wear us all down eventually. But I just want to encourage you, do not let yourself come to a point that you don't want to pray or don't know where to start praying. Just say, Lord, have mercy on me. If you say nothing else, say, Lord, have mercy on me in my situation. I have found in those moments that if all I can do is cry out, oh God, oh Jesus, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, then that is a start. I don't want to make this about me, but I just want to give a short testimony. As I was going through my sickness, there was times I thought about the fight was too hard to go on. But I finally realized that Jesus took all sickness to the cross, and I had to give it to him. I had to tell leukemia that it was not no powerful than my Jesus. I have had people sometimes ask for more information so they can pray more intelligently. And I'm all for that if that's what you want to do. But it's not like Jesus needs more information from us to be able to better information. That will make our prayers better with the Lord. Because Jesus already know about your trouble. That's why he said, come to him, those who are heavy laden, heavy burdened. I will give you rest, meaning he will take care of it. Sometimes we are confused. Jesus is not confused. Sometimes we are puzzled and perplexed by life, when we are sometimes driven to despair because life does not depend on our knowing how to deal with some things, and we have to give it to Jesus. When we are at our wit's end, God is just getting started. And often he does his best first when we have given up completely. The third thing is opposition will not deter us. Verse 9 says we are persecuted but not abandoned. The Greek word translated persecuted means to pursue, as a hunter pursue his game. I knew about this from personal experience because everywhere he went, his Jewish opponents followed him. They stayed on his trail, attacking his character and mocking his preaching, mocking his messages, and stirring up opposition inside and outside of the church. And that goes on right now today. There should never be confusion and people wondering where they are, who they are, or people telling them who they are, how to use their gift, and just controlling them in every way to keep them from moving forward. And the door opportunity swings on the hinges of opposition. And they don't go together. If you set out to do anything good in this world, someone is bound to oppose you. And if you decide to devote yourself to the cause of Christ, you can expect that some people close to you will not appreciate your decision. We are not abandoned by God. Always remember, we are not deserted. We are not left to stand alone. And I'm reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew 28, 19 through 20. He said, go into all the world and make disciples. But remember this, you're not going alone. I'm going with you. I'm your backup. I'm right beside you. You cannot fail because I'm with you wherever you go. And we often look at the great challenge of reaching the world and think it is impossible. when we look at the things going on in our world today, our young people with identity issues, police brutality, homosexuality, the church is selling out to the enemy and the world has went mad. We need to be in continuous prayer. And we don't need to be praying about, Lord, bless me with this and bless me with that. We need to be praying for, right now, we really need to be praying for our president because he doesn't understand himself what is going on and why what's going on with him is going on with him. We need to pray for the people that don't know Jesus. We need to pray for the homeless, the alcoholics and drug dealers. We need to pray for the murderers. We need to pray for everyone that has an issue, that their soul can be saved through prayer and them surrendering themselves to Christ. We don't do that anymore. We turn our head because we say, okay, that's not my problem. But yes, it is. If you are a vessel and you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, that is your problem. Because having your Christianity is not for you. It's for the people that don't know Jesus. Let me get that straight right now. It's not for you to be seen or heard. It's for the people to hear what the church is saying and given the choice to surrender to Jesus. Because the scripture in Thessalonians said, pray without ceasing. And I have heard the statement, pray till something happens. If you think that you can reach people's minds of things that sometimes bound us, then you think you can do it all on your own, or you have the power to do it, you won't. That's not going to happen that way. You got to know that the mighty Son of God saying, don't worry, I'm your beggar. I got your back. When you turn it over to the one who solved every problem of crisis you face in your life, only Jesus can fix our brokenness. We just got to give him all the pieces so that he can put you back together again. And that is the limitless promise of the Great Commission, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not about what we do. It's about what Jesus does. We are never left alone. When we are rejected, when we are hated, when we are mocked, when we are ridiculed and vilified, the Lord Jesus is right there. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found out when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. You find that in Daniel 3. The Lord Jesus himself went with him. And verse 9 says, we are struck down, but not destroyed. We may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. If you live long enough, you won't be hit with bad news. You may be hit with sickness, heartache, wilderness experience. How about betrayal from family members, friends, from pastors, from coworkers who will deceive you or hurt you? The knocks never stop coming. We will always encounter opposition from the world, but we will never be knocked out of our promises from God. The time struck down, it refers to the sudden emergency, the unforeseen incident, the late night phone calls, the crisis that seems to come out of nowhere, the storms that overwhelm us, the earthquake of trouble that rocks our world, and right now today the different tornadoes and earthquakes from out of nowhere with no warning. And then there is the troubles often unforeseen. There is the dangerous heat drop that occurs in some states, including Houston. Lately, there's been record-breaking flooding in Houston and surrounding areas. But most of us feel like we can handle moderate trouble. It can be cranky boss, or it can be a sick child or a messy neighbor. We still have to look to Jesus to help us with our troubles. And sometimes we are so stressed out when the money is tight and when we know we are sick and we see the doctor and he tries to give us a bad report. Can I share with you from experience? You just start speaking healing into your body over that sickness and declare and decree by Jesus stripes you are healed. Because we know by Jesus stripes we are healed. Because we know that into each life some rain must fall. We know where to find the umbrella when we see the dark clouds gathering. What would you do when the rain becomes a thunderstorm, storm become a flood? It's a big mistake to think that God promises will not shield his children from the slings and arrows of disappointment of life. We must go through it. We, in order to come out of it, we must go through it. If we have no trials and tribulations and troubles, we will not need God. There will probably be a time we may get sick, or our children get sick, act out, we get laid off our job, a recession may come and take away our savings. The chemotherapy may not always work, and sometimes we end up in divorce court. We have to be developed and strengthened in the word of God. And we got to let God do his perfect work in our trials, in our sickness, in our loss of jobs, in our lifetime savings that's diminishing, and even when a marriage has come to a nasty end. The Bible tells you how to deal with each problem that arises in your life. But remember, it is not over until God say it's over. Your friends will judge your Christian walk. Mostly they judge it by how we respond to our trials and how we get it resolved. See, this current generation is troubled because we have failed them, because we have no morals, no respect, no integrity for ourselves of God. We don't get to choose our troubles. It's not as if you can say, I'll take some light tribulation. I want persecution to not be so severe. And if you don't mind, I think I'll skip the part about being knocked down. We cannot pick what happens to us. But by God's grace, we still stand strong through Jesus. And I want you to understand, somewhere in this life, or sometime in this life, you will feel bagged into a corner. And most of the time, when you are following Jesus, you will face suffering. You will face trouble. You will face distress. You will face troubles and wilderness experience and perplexity. Sometimes you will feel bagged into a corner. Sometimes you may think God has forgotten you. But you hang on. You will see God's power at work. Even though you are broken by life, out of your brokenness will come the mercy and the grace. God will put you back together. He will put the pieces back together in your life. Jesus will take every pain, every brokenness, every distress, every suffering to himself for us. The scripture clearly states he bore all our sins, our sickness and trouble. And by his suffering, there comes healing and salvation. And that's enough to shout on right now. That's enough to thank him right now. If you never thanked him before, that's enough to thank him right now. Because he made the perfect sacrifice of his life to God for our sake. And I just want to encourage you, and I'm about to close. Take the stand. No matter how hard the opposition of the world knock at your door, be steadfast in the word. Never, ever let the world sell you the lies, the deception, and the bureaucracy of the world. And that is the encouraging word tonight. And I pray that every listening ear has been blessed, has been delivered, has been restored. And may you prosper in your soul as well as your health. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word and your prophetic anointing over our lives. And if anyone don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I pray that they will ask him into their lives, into their soul, their heart, their mind, that they will ask for forgiveness and cleanse them, and that Jesus will cleanse them with his blood of righteousness, that he will purge them and make them whole. Father, and I just pray that you take control of our lives and let us live solely for you every day. Open our minds to happy thoughts. Make it possible for us to feel nothing but joy, love, and compassion. Take away our worry about the future, that we will know that it is all in you. We give it all to you this day, God. That which is pressing us down in our spirit, that which make our heart aching from the pain that's afflicted upon us by corrupted and evil men. Lord, help us to face the opposition of this world. Surround us with people who have great testimonies of how you have brought them out. Lord, keep our minds in the positive, and we counsel every negative thought that may attach to our mind. We counsel every obstacle, emotional vibe, haters, malicious people with gossip and backstabbers who cause confusion and division. Stop them dead in their mess and let them waddle in their own vomit, Lord. And then I ask, God, that you will clean them up and renew them in their mind and in their heart. Lord, there is no lack in you. The struggles have been defeated, and you are giving us increases. You're healing us. You are giving us abundance and finances and businesses and ministries and supernatural miracles. Thank you, Father, for meeting all our needs from the rising of the sun and the going down the same. You're worthy to be praised. Where there is fear, God, I pray that you will release your love and your courage. Bless our souls and reveal to us if any sin is blocking us from your blessing, that you break the yoke over our lives, that you were able to have a greater relationship with you. Father, and I pray, God, that we are in good health, that we walking in wholeness. Oh, God, if there is any sickness among us, I pray, dear God, that you will tell sickness it has to go. Oh, Father, that you are a healer that can go through our bloodstream, our vessels, our organs, our heart, our sight. Lord, that you will heal us in any area that we're having pain or discomfort. Lord, and I pray that you bless in our finances, that we will not lack in anything, no matter what or who has control over the finances, God. I know that you, the greater I am, and you can reverse whatever man has come against us in our finances and any words that's been spoken over our finances. We curse it right now. Lord, give us the wisdom to get wealth and guide us into our destiny. Lord, I thank you for the word on tonight. We will continue to let it minister to us. And this prayer is covered and sealed by the blood of Jesus. In the Jesus' mighty name we pray. We give you honor, glory, forevermore. Amen. I thank God for each of you that have tuned in. And it's been such a pleasure for you to allow me to minister to you. And I pray that this word on tonight have given you, have blessed you to the point that you can, if you're going through anything that you know without a shadow of doubt, you don't have to continue to carry that. Give it to Jesus, because he the only one can fix your brokenness. And I know that we all have been hurt. Someone have said something or did something to allow us to not be able to be fully fruitful and to fulfill our destiny of what God has given us. I thank God for each of you. And I pray that you would truly, truly bless. And I know without a shadow of doubt that this word was downloaded from God when he was giving me this word. It helped me to be delivered in some areas in my life. And I'm not going to sit here and say I have such a perfect life that I don't go through. I just come out of going through cancer. And I thank the Lord that I'm cancer-free. And I pray that cancer will never return to my body, because that was a journey I would not tell anyone to go through, because it was a journey. I just can't tell it all. And I'm closing my book out that I've been writing for years with my testimony. So I don't want to give away too much. I want y'all to get this book when I publish it. I'll give more information later. But anyway, the anointing breaks the yoke. And I'm just so glad that Jesus loves me enough to give me another chance at life. And I pray that I did have somebody on the phone line, but it looked like they're gone. Usually I let people, give people an opportunity to share something. But since no one is on the line now, I just want to say it's Tuesday and it's the early part of the week, and I pray that the rest of your week be blessed. I pray that everything you seek after, that you shall prosper. Pray that whatever you're going through, if you give it to Jesus, you can have a great testimony out of it, because everybody got a story. Everybody got a story. Some may not tell the story, but sometimes you can't be ashamed of what you went through, because you went through it for a reason and you went through it for somebody else. And so sometimes we just need to share things, because someone may be going through that same situation and don't know how to seek after the answer they need. So I bless you. I bless every listening ear. I bless every home. I bless the homes that be blessed with healing and finances and prosper in every way that God have laid it out for you. And I just thank you so much for joining me tonight, and it's been such a pleasure. And may God just truly, truly bless you the rest of your week. Be safe out there, and I pray that Psalms 91 will follow you everywhere you go, because we need that protection. Can't live in fear. We got to live knowing that God is our protector, that he's assigned angels to watch over us. So I'm going to close out. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to close out with Charles Jenkins with War, and I just want you to be so very blessed. I'm Prophet Shirley Kane with Win the Walk to Jesus Ministry. And I just want to say good night to you, and God bless you.
Might as well put your hands together. Joy.